following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-888-912-1681. 1-888-912-1681. Call now. That's 1-888-912-1681. 1-888-912-1681.
First State Bank of Hortville knows the place to be for fun is the Hamilton County Fair, July 25th through the 28th. So come join us for all the thrills, concerts, and be sure to check out all the 4-H exhibits and events. See you there from First State Bank of Hortville, your home-owned bank, member FDIC. TAM Service and Auto Sales hopes everyone will come out and help support the 4-H and FFA kids at the Webster County Fair in Bladen, July 25th through the 27th. There will be many exciting events and activities to enjoy. From TAM Service and Auto Sales, serving the Bladen area since 1978.
Godfather's Pizza Summertime Taco Feast is back. For a limited time, you can get a medium taco pizza, a medium one-topping pizza, and our new strawberry lemonade streusel, made with an enticing mix of sweet strawberries and tart lemonade streusel, all for only $21.99. Give us a call at 402-461-0386, and we will have your order ready for pickup at our drive-thru window, or dine in with us at 1414 North Burlington. Godfather's Pizza, a pizza you can't refuse.
Continuing on, Big Ten Media Days, Doug Duda, Mike Will, ESPN Radio here in Central Nebraska, as those were some comments hearing from a Bo Pelini head football coach at Nebraska, and who could be bigger than that? Well, the best-dressed man here, that's who could be better, bigger than that, Ricardo Allen. He is an outstanding corner from Purdue, and we welcome you to the Doug and Daddy Show. How's it going so far today?
It's going pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you on, and we just talked to Coach Hazel. So we asked him a little bit about what he thought he found when he showed up at Purdue. What was your first impressions? What do you think Purdue found in their new head football coach?
When he walked in, the first thing you think about is discipline. When he walked in, he made sure everybody had the eyes on him, and everybody, it was respect from day one. He's he brought maturity to the program, and he's just ready to go. He's ready to win.
Right, wrong, or indifferent, I think Coach Hope was a little more laid back, maybe a little more relaxed, and sometimes that works. Sometimes the throwing against the locker works. I mean, there's always – it's got to be a change. You don't bring in the same guy. Has the team responded so far to this change, you think?
Everybody responded very well. I'm saying I'm one of the guys, too. Everybody's not necessarily scared of him, but everybody has that scared respect for him. You don't want to mess up on him because he's not a guy. He doesn't yell. He stays very shallow, and you never really can read him. So – he's one of those guys you really don't want to get on his bad side, and he keeps everybody with a high demand.
When a new coach comes into a program like this, you as a player and your teammates, is that a scary situation when a new coach comes in and kind of takes over things?
It's kind of different because you wonder, like, what about all those other years? All the years I've put in his work for Purdue, want to just lose your spot or something like that. But it is with us, we're not really worried about that. We're worried about how many people can contribute and how many people can play and who's going to be the standout players this year and how they're going to put the best players in situations to be the best players.
talking with Ricardo Allen, senior, that's the key here, senior corner for Purdue. And Coach Hazel told us there's no reason we can't win. And if we're going to win, we're going to use you guys. I mean, the only way we win this year is you guys, and speaking of your team, are going to be the ones that do that. Senior class, you're one of the leaders. Just amongst yourselves, if you can share a little bit about what you guys have talked about. It's not like it hasn't totally not worked. At least, like we said, you didn't win one or two games last year. You won the six football games. So what does it take in the player's mind to turn it around and get back to a bowl game?
At the end of the day, we know that we can stand up and we can play against anybody. And that's not the thing. It's just the thing is we're not finishing. 1 week, we stand up with the best two in the conference in the nation. And then the next 2 weeks, we lay down and go in a tank and just let everybody roll all over us. And that's not us anymore. We have to come and compete every play and be ready to play every play. If something goes bad, just move on. Get to the next play and let's win this. We have to be more mature. We have to be ready to win, and we have to be ready to win in November.
What about the rigors of playing in the Big Ten? You don't really have any patsies out there that you can maybe look past and say, yeah, this is a game that we can go out there and win. Playing in the Big Ten just week in and week out, you got to be ready to play, don't you?
Oh, you have to be ready every week. You have to be ready for a passing attack 1 week. You have to be ready for a triple option 1 week. You got to be ready for the speed option. You got to be ready for the trick plays. You got to be ready for the ground and pound. It ain't no days off. It's no days off. Every week you have to come and you have to be ready to play. And that's what separates the good from the bad. The good comes ready to play every day. Some of the bads don't.
Ricardo Allen, yeah, you hate to have more bads than goods. There's no doubt about it. Nebraska's going to get to come to your home field. First trip for Husker fans out there. What experience is it like at West Lafayette campus? What's it like out there? What should they expect? And you got any advice for them as they come out there?
Just come ready to play. It's going to be a lot of fans there. It's going to be a packed game. We're going to be ready to play.
All right, where's the party spot in West Lafayette? If fans are coming out to watch the Huskers play this weekend or that weekend, where do they go?
They'd probably like to go to Chauncey Hills.
There we go, Chauncey Hills.
Get it right off the top there. You brought talk about the guys that came along with you here today and what they bring to the football program.
We have Gabe Holmes. He's, I would say, 6'6", 250 pounds. He's a tight end. He's a great specimen. He matches up against linebackers and safeties very well. He's fast, he can catch, and he's going to be a mismatch this year. And we have Bruce Gaston, who's been playing with me since the freshman year, and he's been a dominant player all those years on the field, and we just need him to crank it up and go a little more this year.
Notice when the little guys show up here, there's always a big guy right beside him. Kind of your personal protector, isn't he?
Gotta keep him with me.
One more question, since you're on the defensive side of the ball, and it's been talked about already, not on our program, but everywhere today, everybody's talking about it. Not necessarily new rules, but you got to watch how you tackle. You got to watch how you hit more than you ever have growing up, whether it was peewee ball or high school ball and now college ball. How do you feel about that, and how have you guys already addressed that in practice?
It's just you have to take smart shots. You know, sometimes you're going to end up with a bad play, but you can't sit over in there. You can't linger and cry about it. Sometimes it's going to happen, but you get a good shot on somebody, at the end of the day, you might be trying to knock them out, but think about your team. Think about this guy. Think about his family. You a good shot on him may knock him out of the game, but at the end of the day, you want to just get him on the ground. Take your good shots. Don't mess your team up. Don't give them people an extra 15 yards to get down the field on your defense. And I don't know, I think it's a good thing. It's protecting more players, and it's making football more safe. And I like it, and I think it'll be a good thing for us.
All right, Purdue opens the season at Cincinnati on August the 31st, and they welcome the Huskers in on October 12th. And you'll see the smiling face of Ricardo Allen in the defensive backfield. He has already listed Phil Steele, has him as second team all-conference, and by the end of the year, he'll probably be first team. So
I hope so.
Ricardo, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having
me. We'll take a break here and be back with more from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago right after this.
Are you ready for this? Hey, Buffalo County Fairground.
There's hundreds of ways to celebrate the 100th Buffalo County Fair. Experience new rides at the Heart of America shows. Get your Wild Rider Pass, only $49.95. Be entertained with live music, strolling acts, crashing cars, bucking bulls, and your favorite fair treats. Don't leave without exploring the hundreds of 4-H open class and commercial exhibitors. Celebrate the 100th Buffalo County Fair, presented by Midway Auto Dealerships, July 24th through 29th in Kearney.
Are you ready for this? Hey, Buffalo County Fairground.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Fall classes start August 19th. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program, or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through one of CCC's Career and Technical Programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
Protecting them is something you've always done. It is something you will always do. But sometimes it's complicated, and you may need a little help along the way. Parents, take a stand and visit us online at positivepressure.org for answers, tips, and support about protecting your child from alcohol abuse.
Powered by Buffalo County Community Partners.
There are questions, and there are cooler questions. You know, the kind you like to stand around and shoot the breeze over. The kind on the Midtown Mart Cooler Question on the front page of ESPNSuperStation.com. Log on, check it out, and vote. If you want to, comment too. Post on Facebook or send a tweet from Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics.
We'll reach a high temperature near 86 degrees here for this afternoon. Look for a blend of clouds and sunshine. Slight chance for an isolated shower or storm later on tonight. Low of 66. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 79.
Folks that kind of moving in and around the room here, and we'll have a few more interviews to bring to you here in just a little bit. We did get a chance to catch up with Charles Davis earlier today on the Doug and Daddy show. Let's hear a little bit about what Charles got going on here from Fox Sports. In Chicago, like we always have, we get up with Charles Davis to get things started here with Big Ten Media Days, find out what's going on, get a little preview. And Charles, great to have you back on the Doug and Daddy show. How you doing, man?
Great to be back. Thanks for having me, first and foremost. For the most part, I get invited someplace. I usually don't get back invited, so invited back, I should say. Let me try and get my English correct here.
It's early. We're getting out of the gate with the first one of the day. Let's update the folks. We know we've got a big new and expanded Fox Sports venture this year, but you've been doing college and NFL. Let the folks know what all you're going to be doing specifically this fall.
Fortunately, I'll be doing pretty much what I've done before, which is college games for Fox on what we call Big Fox, you know, the network Fox game of the week with Gus Johnson and Christina Pink is our new sideline reporter. So we're looking forward to that. And those games will be primetime kickoffs. And I think we start the first week in September. First Saturday in September, we'll have our first game. I think August 31, we're going to help launch Fox Sports 1. And we'll do Boise State at Washington as Washington opens up their stadium again. And that'll be a lot of fun on FS1. Then the rest of our game should be on Big Fox from there on out. I know the second week could be West Virginia at Oklahoma. And then we get to see the Ohio State Buckeyes at Cal in week three. So we're very excited about that. And that's my schedule for now. Likelihood of doing some NFL games in December seems to be pretty strong. We'll do the Big Ten championship game before that in Indianapolis again. So who knows who we'll see there. That one was, that was a tough one for all concerned except for Wisconsin. They thought it was a pretty good And we'll just see where it takes us. But we're all excited at Fox about the launch of Fox Sports 1, which begins August 17th. And that's going to be a lot of fun for so many people, so many new shows, new opportunities, and, of course, a lot of familiar faces involved in that too.
Just talk about the future of television and college football. It seems like more and more each and every year there's more and more college football coverage.
There is, isn't there? And, you know, we're old enough, not that we're going to give out any ages or anything, all right? But the three of us are old enough to remember that it was predicted that more television would be what? The death knell of college football. It would hurt attendance. Remember that one? It would, you know, dilute everything. If everybody could watch it all the time, no one would show up. The interest would wane. Instead, we've just seen college attendance continues to rise, even though some programs are talking about, hey, it's not happening as much before. They have to work a little bit harder at it. But maybe because more teams are playing, you're still getting a number, you know, the aggregate number of people going to the games is still increasing. But the TV has not waned the interest at all. In fact, it's probably intensified it because you can see all those things now. You know, when we were kids and dinosaurs roamed the earth, you would hear about teams that you didn't necessarily see. So in your mind, you were comparing them to teams you saw. Was Southern Cal better than Nebraska? Well, you might see them each once a year, twice a year on television. Wasn't a heck of a lot. Then if there was some team that came off the pace, you didn't see them at all. How many people saw BYU play in 1984 when they won the national title? I mean, it was awful. We're starting to increase then. But yes, the TV side, it just continues to get bigger and bigger. I'm not sure that we're even approaching killing the golden goose yet in terms of that. The rights fees have continued to rise. The interest goes up now that there's a playoff system attached starting next year. I think that that's helped out with the TV and the people. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still going back to that time when they were saying, you can't do that. Kind of like baseball free agency.
Yeah.
The elimination of the reserve clause will kill the game of baseball. Well, that hasn't done it. In fact, they've shot themselves in the foot way more ways than that, and the game still thrives. So I think we're going to be okay with televised college football for a while.
Well, we're looking forward to a great season. Let's talk a little bit of football here with Charles Davis of Fox. Before we break down Big Ten and ask you Nebraska thoughts, what team are you just so anxious to see question mark out there? Everybody's on the Alabama-Ohio State bandwagon. We'll have more with Charles Davis here in a little bit as we got a chance to catch up with him before the session started here today, before the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Mike Will, and we are pleased to welcome in Wisconsin Badger. Yeah, I know all Husker fans want to hear from Wisconsin Badgers, but Jared Aberderis is joining us here. Thanks for the butt whooping, man.
Well, you guys have a great team. It's always fun to play teams that, you know, play well and that usually have good games. So,
well, definitely, obviously, two different type of games, and we've had some good ones with Wisconsin already. But the story with Wisconsin is being so successful, three-time conference champions. What more could you guys want than finishing it off in the Rose Bowl? I know,
yeah.
But a new coach there. Let's talk about your initial thoughts when Coach Bielema decided to move on after having the success.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing was just the uncertainty. You know, first off, it was shocking, you know, to hear, you know, didn't really expect it to happen. You didn't even know that it was in the picture. But, you know, the uncertainty of not knowing, you know, who would be, you know, your head coach, who would be, I mean, the thing with the head coach, when a head coach leaves, is that it affects everybody else. So, you know, from the people up in the offices, the managers, the equipment guys, the media, like everybody, affects everybody. And so we just weren't sure, you know, for me, like I wasn't sure, you know, who my offensive coordinator would be, who would my wide receiver coach be, special teams, all that kind of stuff. And so once we figured that out, you know, it was great. Obviously it was a great fit for us. You know, it just felt like from day one that it was right. And Coach Anderson and their staff is great.
And it's kind of been that way, unfortunately, your whole career, because assistant coach, there's been a lot of turnover,
right,
for this group of kids at Wisconsin, for this senior class at Wisconsin. I guess it's something you guys can never get used to that, can you?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when, you know, you have success and then, you know, coaches have the opportunity to move up and get either, you know, coordinators move to head coach or, you know, position coaches move to coordinators and things like that. When you have success, a lot of coaches get a lot of good opportunities as well for their careers. And so it's tough, but, you know, I think you always got to look at the positives in every situation. And so for me, you know, with that, like I had three different wide receiver coaches, and this is Coach Beatty's been my third now. But I can take, you know, what the first guy gave me some of the skills that he taught me and things like that. I can build on that with the second. You know, he brought in different, you know, techniques and things like that that I can use. And now with Coach Beatty, he brings, you know, different things as well. And so just taking like different techniques and drills and things like that from each guy to be able to build into a complete receiver. And so that's what I've been trying to do and just trying to look at the positives. And then I think it's been good.
Gary Anderson as a head coach, just talk about him and kind of what he stands for.
You know, I think the first thing that stands out to me is when, you know, I heard he called all the Utah State players when he left, and he called each and every one of them, you know, by phone and told them, you know, why he was leaving and things like that. And that just stood out to me and resonated with me, just the fact that he's a player's coach and he truly does care, you know, for his players. And he's proved that, you know, when he came here. He's all about his players and just, you know, he'd take his shirt off his back for you, you know, if you asked. And, you know, it's been great having him. He brings a lot of confidence, you know, some swagger, I'd say. But he's been fun. It's been fun to be around him. You know, he brings a lot of fresh ideas and brings a lot of energy.
We're talking with Jared Abadaris, one of the not only best wide receivers in the Big Ten, but in the nation, which has to be pretty cool. But you're working with maybe a quarterback situation for the Badgers this year. How take us through the guys that you're working with and maybe just a little bit on why each one's different and what makes each one of them a viable candidate to take the snaps this year.
Yeah. I mean, I've said a lot, they've all looked good through summer. You know, I think the one thing that will, you know, really be the deciding factor during the season is once you put out the defensive linemen in there and they have pressure and blitzes and things like that and how they can manage that. And also managing the game and like clock situations, you know, 2 minute end of game, things like that. So experience comes into play with that. And then just, you know, how they can handle it. So, they all throw a really good ball. I mean, it's hard to really pick and choose between, you know, what they do and what they don't do because they're good quarterbacks. For me, it's just, you know, as a wideout, you have to make sure every one of them feels comfortable throwing you the ball. And so, you know, you can take the stress off of, you know, they just have to get it close to you and you have to be able to catch it. And that's as a wide receiver, that's what you have to do. So we'll see during the season, fall camp, you know, how they do. And hopefully we can, you know, name a starter here pretty soon so that we can start, you know, getting work with the chemistry and things like that.
What about the rest of the offense? You feel pretty good about
it? I feel great. I think we got a really good plan and so far that we put in through spring and things like that. You know, I think, you know, Coach Ludwig has been able to figure out, you know, what we're good at. Because I think that's one of the main things as a coordinator. What you have to do is you have to know your players. And so knowing what the strengths and weaknesses of each guy are to put them in the best situation to succeed. And so I think, you know, as camp goes on, you know, we'll keep learning more about, you know, he'll keep learning more about us and we'll learn about him. But I feel really confident in the offense. Feels like it'll be pretty good.
We talked about the offense, talked about the quarterbacks. This guy threw a pass against Nebraska in the Big Ten championship game, 27 yards completion. Remember that play?
I do. I couldn't forget it. One completion, one throw. That's good.
Explain to Husker fans, throw a little more salt on the wound, how did Big Ten championship week go last week for you? Nebraska was hoping to get to a Rose Bowl. I don't think you guys were overlooked because you're such a good football team, but what was that week like?
You're talking about the week – Like leading up to like the practices,
up to the game, yeah.
You know, I think just one thing, you know, is just like, you know, for us, like we were confident. You know, we never lost confidence in ourselves. Yeah, we had, you know, I guess it was a 7-5 or something like that record. But you know, the five losses is probably by 6 points. You know, I mean, through all of them, if you count the overtimes.
Yeah.
So I mean, we have a good team. We just, you know, we weren't able to put it together. I mean, we did come back in the fourth quarter, and I think, you know, tied some games up and things like that, but it was just, we didn't put ourselves in the best situation. So we had confidence. We never lost confidence in each other. The coaches that had a great game plan, and that game came down to just execution. I mean, I don't think you could execute as good as we did that game. Like, I don't think we could do that again. It was just like, everything came together. I don't know what it was. If 10 guys, do well and one guy, makes a mistake, that play's not going to work. But it was like, every play, all 11 guys executed. And it was just, everything came together. I don't know how to explain it.
It was a butt whipping is what it was. Well, we were there.
The snowball just got bigger. It was a great game. One more thing, because of the Nebraska ties, what was it like being with Barry Alvarez for the Rose Bowl?
It was awesome. To be able to be coached by Coach Alvarez, such a great coach. He brings something special to the coaches, and cool to kind of have that. It was an honor. We wish we could have got him, a win. But this past couple of years, we weren't able to do that in the Rose Bowl. That's frustrating, and it still kind of, hurts, but that's football.
Well, there's no doubt the most important game on your schedule, nobody's talking about you. Is that good? It's all Ohio State. It's that you guys won't be able to get back because of Ohio State. What do you say to people that bring that up?
I mean, there's a lot of great teams in this league right now. I don't mind being the underdog. I just kind of like that mentality of getting to work and not really caring what people think about you. Just going out there and trying to prove it on the field. But don't get me wrong. There's a lot of great teams. So it's going to be, every day is going to be a battle. Every game, you're going to have to fight to get a win. So I think that's good. Good to have that kind of competition. It only brings the best out of you. So I'm excited for the season.
Because nobody's talking about Wisconsin to get back to the Rose Bowl and to do the things that you did last year. Is it easier to get ready for the season knowing you can just kind of focus on football and don't worry about all the other stuff?
Yeah, I mean, not that pressure is a bad thing. I mean, if people are talking about you, you can just as easily, not even think about that. Not that that's, bad to have those people talking about you, but I'm just saying that, and since people aren't, that's not the end of the world. It doesn't mean we're not going to go win games or win a Big Ten championship or whatever happens, So, but yeah, it's just go out there and just do the best we can and just see what happens. You just got to work hard each day. Hopefully everything falls into place, and that's just kind of how you got to go about it.
Well, we get to ask every once in a while the great athletes, so what are you hearing about the next level? Is that something that excites you?
I mean, I think, if you take everybody here, today and ask them what their dream was when they were a little boy, that's to make it to the NFL. And so, I can't skip my senior year and just jump to the NFL. I got to focus on this year. But if that's something that presents itself, that's something that I would love to do. Obviously, that's something that I've always wanted to do since I was, 3-4 years old. So, it's just want to finish up and enjoy my last season. I came back for a reason and excited to be here and finish it up with these seniors.
Is that a hard decision?
No,
especially,
I mean,
especially maybe with the coaching thing.
That's what made it more so an option, just because I wasn't sure what the scenarios would look like. But I always wanted to come back, for my fifth year and be here with the seniors that, we came in together, worked hard together. We got a great class. A lot of guys that, close relationships with a lot of them. And so just wanted to, be back with them and finish this up. So kind of that's why I wanted to come back. I didn't really want to go, last year. And it was more kind of just in case, because I didn't know, what the situation would be with, the new head coach. But it's all been working out. It's great, and I'm excited to be back.
Well, they're going to be a good football team again. They're the 3-time conference champions, and wide receiver Jared Abradaris joining us here. It's a pleasure chatting with you, Jared. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I appreciate it. Thanks
for having me. Have a great season. We're going to take a break here from Chicago and be back with more Big Ten Media Days right after this.
At Copycat Printing, we do more than copy and print. We help our customers communicate. Today, the need for effective design is stronger than ever.
With the experience from our design team, let us help you refresh your look. Whether it's a new design or enhancing your current vision, we provide personalized designs for any project in mind.
Design isn't just a job, it's our passion.
Contact the design team at Copycat Printing, 2100 Avenue A, visit carneycopycat.com, or like them on Facebook. Copycat Printing, the better idea.
Being a homeowner means your job is never done, especially when it comes to little maintenance, repairs, and upkeep.
GE Sealant's clear silicone caulk will repair both indoor and outdoor maintenance jobs, bonds to most surfaces, is waterproof, and will remain flexible. Visit your nearest Hardware Hank for GE Sealant's clear silicone caulk today.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware.
Elks Country Golf is the best-kept golf seeker in Kearney. Located just north of town, the Elks is an executive plus course, perfect for all ages and golfers of all experience. Need an idea for a date night? Head over to the Elks every Friday at 6:30 for the drop-in couples league. It only costs $5 per couple, plus green fees for non-members, which includes your meal. Like Elks Country Golf on Facebook for upcoming events and specials. Elks Country Golf, the best-kept golf seeker in Kearney. Just follow Antelope Road north to 103rd Street in Kearney.
Is your internet flabby, slow, and out of shape? Well, get ready, because you're about to learn the secret to getting the tight, toned, fast internet you've always wanted. It's Charter. Charter Internet gives you more power to support more devices. Download music, stream movies, and play games all at once. No more waiting, just pure internet power. So go from buffering to buff with Charter Internet. Get 30 megs of power for only $29.99 a month when you bundle. Call 855-876-CHARTER or go to charter.com. Some restrictions apply. See charter.com for details.
Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers. That's right. If they can make us look good, they can make you look good in downtown Hastings. Doug Duda along with Mike Will here at Big Ten Media Days. And up next is a team that we don't have on the schedule this year at Nebraska, but it is the team that has been talked about more, well, more in the offseason than it has been in a long, long time for positive reasons, and that's Indiana.
And we're going to dive into it right now.
Greg Heben joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is it fun now that Indiana football is being talked about in a positive light?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we love, you know, getting talked about in a positive way, but, you know, we don't take it too much, you know, kind of just playing, you know, each day one by one, getting better, improving each day. You know, it's nice to have, you know, some support behind us this year, you know, keep improving. So it's something that we're looking forward to this year.
Tell you what. Usually it's a basketball school. Now you got the spotlight maybe on the football program. That's kind of nice, you being a football player, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And even basketball did well this year, even baseball, you know, making it out to home all. You know, they're changing their programs around. I think it's time to change ours this year.
Is there a specific reason that's happening? Do you think that all the programs, including yourself, are making that something that's going on administrative-wise, facility-wise, or is it just the coaches have come in, the players have come in, and have – changed it themselves?
I think, you know, it's a mix of everything. You know, the facilities around us have improved a lot. You know, the administration is doing a great job taking care of us. And, you know, Coach Wilson and, you know, Coach Hill and our staff have done a great job, you know, getting us prepared for this season, the summer, getting us bigger, getting us stronger. And, you know, it's come down to the leaders of the secondary, personally for me, you know, just leaders of the whole team going out there. And, you know, this is our job to improve this defense.
Coach Wilson has been there. This is going to be his third year. And now, you feel that you can take some steps, both offensively, defensively, and maybe make some noise this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first couple of years with Coach Wilson, you know, is a little, you know, shaky, trying to get used to him. But I think this past year, you know, this offseason and the summer and the spring have been most fun and the hardest working that I've been around since I've been here. So it's definitely taking steps, continuing to improve every day. And I know I speak to the whole team when I say we're excited to start the season up.
We got Indiana safety senior Greg Heben with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. One of the storylines that first year from Coach was, you know, you don't like it, you can leave. And that was kind of the way that it was put out there. I'm guessing if anybody didn't like it by now, they have left. Talk about the guys that bought into the system. And I don't know if the term hard ass would be the one to use here, but he's definitely a strong mental and that mental type of coach out there.
Yeah, you know, like you said, his first year is kind of, you know, weeding out the people that we didn't want around. And that was, I think he did a great job with that. And the people that stayed are the ones that wanted to buy into the program. And I think these past couple of years, ones that have stayed have bought into the program. And, you know, the team chemistry that we've built, knowing that we're on it for the same reason, to win games, you know, it's something that we've cherished and we've continued to improve on every year.
Was that kind of a tough attitude for the players and for the football team when he came up with that type of an attitude when he first saw you guys?
Yeah, I know it's different going, you know, having Coach Lynch, going to Coach Wilson is totally different, you know, attitude, mindset, something that we don't think we've been around. And, you know, it took a while for us to get used to it, but being around him for a while, understand what he's like, you know, people bought in, realize that, hey, he knows what he's talking about. He's got success. So we can listen to what he says. We'll be a good team.
Just another minute here with Greg Heben on the Doug and Daddy Show from Indiana. 4-8 last year. Improvement. Everybody wants to win, go to a bowl game, and you were so close in a couple. I mean, that Ohio State game, everybody just more people were rooting for Indiana Hoosiers as they watched that game. But is there something specific that got better? And can you tell that there's something specific that is going to make you better? Or is it just talent on this football team?
I think it's a mix. You know, the talent that we have coming in this year, our freshman class is doing great. And, you know, how much we've improved in the offseason, you know, physically and everything is improved a lot. And I think it comes down more mentally. You know, we have experience now, so it's going to come down to mentally, the effort, the technique, the, you know, scheme that we have. And, you know, once we can execute that to the fullest, the whole season, all game, will be a great defense.
Greg Heben with us here. Is there goals already on the board? Have you got to that point yet?
You know, we haven't got there yet. We'll probably do that once, you know, camp starts. But, you know, the main goal that we have is just being the best team we can be. You know, we don't have a set win schedule or how many wins we want each year, but being the best team that we can be, you know, that's offense and defense. I think, you know, the numbers will speak for themselves if we just meet that goal.
With expectations being different, can you tell the attitude, I guess, might be the best way to put that? I mean, expectations are for you guys to make the jump this year. This is the year, your senior year. It's your chance to leave your legacy.
Yeah, I mean, I'll agree with that. You know, we don't really think too much into that. We kind of just play, you know, day by day, getting better each day. And, you know, having the chip on our shoulder, you know, building each year, going out there, you know, having the support this year, I think we have the opportunity to go out and make some differences.
All right. We'll let you move along Radio Row here, Greg. We sure appreciate talking a little Indiana football. Good luck this year.
Thank you very much.
That is senior safety Greg Heben from Indiana joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Glad to have a chance talking to you. And we talked with Coach Wilson last season before everything got going. And it's just such a focus. But you got to have talent. You've got to have talent. You can coach your butt off, but you have got to have talent.
Yeah, and it takes a while. You know, this is going to be his third year. And when Bo started out, they gave Bo several years to get going. It's going to take a while for Indiana to bring in the type of players that Coach Wilson wants there. So you can't expect it to turn around overnight. And 4-8 was the record last year. Can they go 500? That might be a good goal this year. Like Greg was talking about, they didn't really have any specific goals in mind as far as the wins and losses were concerned. But can they go 5-5, 5-6 this year? That might be a realistic goal.
Well, obviously what they want to get done is get to a bowl game.
Yeah.
That's the next step. You can't go from 1-11 to winning a national championship or even winning a conference championship, can you?
Is that unrealistic? Obviously. I think it's going to be unrealistic, but and I think if they, like I said, if they get to the 500 mark, that would be another good step for Coach Wilson. And there's, like you said, there's a big spotlight on Indiana, I think, this year, and that's probably not unrealistic. You take a look at their schedule. They got Indiana State, Navy, Bowling Green, and Missouri, first four teams out there, probably but all winnable games, aren't they?
Yeah, they haven't set themselves up as the whipping boy paycheck
no.
game. And that's always big out there. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox while we've got a second. This comes from John, who says, and we've talked about the targeting and the defense and the rule changes. He says, Doug, maybe, just maybe, if they had to wrap up and they tackled it, try to drop a knockout blow, maybe this targeting thing wouldn't be such a big deal. It's not targeting if you go through your person. You're tackling. Just don't use your head. It's plain and simple. And when he says don't use your head, obviously he means leading with your head on the tackle.
We're going to have a chance to maybe tomorrow dive into that a little bit more with some guys that actually know what the rule is, intent is, and everything like that. But it's certainly causing a buzz a little bit here at Big Ten Media Days this week.
We'll take a break. Be back with more. We might get a chance here to chat with Illinois coach Tim Beckman and more. So stay with us. Maybe even know Wisconsin head coach Gary Anderson. We're scouting as Media Day. And Big Ten Media Day continues here in Chicago on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you can float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer. Feeling good today.
When do you crave refreshing iced tea? Twisted Tea wants to know. The next time you want that same satisfying refreshment, but with a kick, grab a Twisted Tea. The refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly. I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. For a limited time, get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification, Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Right now on ShopWheelerDealer.com, we're doing something we don't normally do, and that is a Dutch auction, and it's a huge deal. It's a Pella window, originally valued over $3,700. We've been knocking $100 a day off, and we'll continue to do so until someone claims it. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com for the 125-inch wide, 75-inch high Pella window. It's a beautiful window, it's a big one, and it might look great in your home. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com.
Show rolling on. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us at Big Ten Media Days. We're brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, where just right for you, in-home guarantee. If it isn't right, they take it back and get something that is free delivery, old furniture removal, straightforward pricing, and customer-focused service-based selling. And, of course, as we said, if you're getting ready for moving the kids into the dorm or apartment, sending them off to college, this would be the place to be. Bruce Furniture also has bargain basement area where they've got consignments, closeout, and clearance items that would be perfect for that new college freshman. You know how that is, Mike.
Remember those years? Remember those days when we moved into our college dorm?
I don't anymore. Urban Meyer just came out from a handling hit rash of questions in there about what's going on with Ohio State. And Meyer says the past couple of days were disappointed, said furious is the word to describe his reaction to getting the calls, and used the word knuckleheads about some of the disciplinary action that he's had to take with his football team.
So that's obviously, like we said at the top of the show, that Urban Meyer and Ohio State, that was going to be the main focus. And unfortunately, it's probably the main focus. I'm sure Urban wanted to come in here and talk not about the suspensions and things like that. He wanted to talk about his football team because they've got a machine down there at Ohio State.
Coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll talk with Illinois coach Tim Beckman. That is the Big Ten opener for the Huskers this year. It's a homecoming game, and he's going to join us here in just a moment. Braxton Miller, this was kind of the story earlier. He said that there was good news on the Carlos Hyde situation. Urban Meyer was asked about that, said, "I didn't receive the good news. I guess I'm not a big social media guy. We just have to evaluate the facts, and once I evaluate the facts, we'll make that decision." And you can't just, yeah.
There's something in the works. No
can't
doubt.
Just jump on it.
So anyway, Urban Meyer, he made his brief appearance here in Radio Row, and bam, he was back out. So
Just to talk to Eddie George,
yeah.
Former Buckeye, no doubt about it. Got a little time here on the Doug and Daddy Show before we get right back into football. Some of the things that Bo Pelini said out there earlier today, and so much going on with the Huskers. He was also asked about what advice he'd give to Rutgers and Maryland as they get ready to check into the league. And he said he adds a little more to your offseason workload in terms of become familiar with the new teams. That was so big when they said you don't have to get ready for eight teams. You got to get, you know, four teams, the non-conference. You got to get ready for everybody because you've never played them before.
Yeah, it's like starting all over again. It's even like into the high school ranks when maybe teams go to a different class and all of a sudden everything that they're so familiar in, they don't have that anymore. So, college level where you're going, where you're dressing, where you're going to be hanging out, what team you're playing, and then you start with the X's and O's. So
Yeah, it's going to be a big jump. Bo was also asked about how the defense is recovering from last year, and he said, it's nothing magical. It's about getting better. That's kind of the standard response from Pelini. And then he wouldn't talk about the Thomas Brown, Ernest Suttles dismissal, except to say they violated team rules and they're no longer with the program, and we wish them the best. And that's what you're always going to get.
What we expected out of Bo Pelini. So nothing really, what Bo said so far in Big Ten Media Days has really jumped out and surprised anybody yet.
A lot going on out there in the world of sports. We do want to run down what's going on in the state baseball tournaments before we leave you today. And then we're waiting Tim Beckman to make his way over here to the Doug and Daddy Show, the Illinois head football coach. We can tell you that Kearney runs it. We knew they played at 4 o'clock in the Lincoln State Tournament at Sherman Field. They will play Bellevue West, DJ's Dugout, Saturday at 4 o'clock. In the other Class A senior tournament that is going on at Miller West, Grand Island Home Federal will play Saturday morning at 10 a.m. against the Georgios. The Omaha Gross team is who they will face in the first round of the state tournament at 10 a.m. In the junior tournament going on in North Platte, Kearney Post 52 has drawn Millard South, the 52 Patriots. That'll be a very tough matchup for Kearney Post 52. And then Lincoln Pius and North Platte are on their bracket. Grand Island Five Points will play at 1 o'clock Saturday against Omaha Westside. Unfortunately, Post 52 and Runza both play at 4 o'clock on Saturday. And obviously you wouldn't be getting from North Platte to Lincoln probably anyway, but both those games Saturday are at 4 o'clock. Grand Island Five Points plays at 1 p.m. against Omaha Westside. In the Class B seniors, that's going on out at Garing. Aurora will play the host, Garing, at 7:30 on Saturday night. McCook plays Waverly at 1:30 in the afternoon. The Class C seniors, that'll be going on at the beautiful Fred Appleby Field in Schaefer Ballpark up in O'Neill at 11 a.m. Taylor Burwell Sargent will play Pender at 2 o'clock. St. Paul will play the winner of the C2 district or area, which is either Hardington or Wakefield. Their final is tonight, and Sutton will take on the host O'Neill in the 8 o'clock game Saturday night in the Class C senior state tournament. So some good matchups and some good baseball still to play this weekend.
Yeah, American Legion baseball season winding down, and before we know it, we'll be talking high school football as well. So I think after we get back from Chicago, isn't this the beginning of the football season? After we get back from Chicago and get everything wrapped up and ready to go?
It will be for college and NFL. As I said yesterday, you'll see a lot of the TV commercials now for fantasy football and for getting your direct TV, you know, so you can get the package. But again, it'll be another great year of high school, college, and NFL football. If it's on, it's on ESPN Radio, and we're looking forward to that. We have one more segment at least here live on today's Doug and Daddy Show, and Tim Beckman is wrapping up a radio interview at another slot, and we hope to get a chance to chat with him. We'll take a break and be right back.
This is Tom Feltis, the owner of Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, and I would like to personally invite you to stop and see our newly remodeled dealership. We have created a bigger and better dealership for our customers to make your service and shopping experience the best it can be. With two comfortable waiting areas with big screen TVs and free coffee and refreshments, and a customer business center with Wi-Fi and a personal computer so you can get some work done while you wait. We have upgraded our service department with General Motors' new service workbench system to help us maintain and service your vehicle with world-class technology and speed. And as always, we have one of Central Nebraska's largest selections of new Chevrolets and Buicks for you to choose from, as well as over 200 quality-checked pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock and priced for any budget. Stop in today and see the all-new Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now, baby, cause I'm on my way. I can feel my ring coming. It's the blood of a champion, moving deep inside my veins. Too much pride to be running. I'ma get what
I can. All right, we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda and Mike Will here at Big Ten Media Days, and we continue on with Illinois. Finally get a chance to play them on the schedule. I haven't played them since 85, 86, and Tim Beckman has some fond memories of playing the Huskers. We chatted a little bit about that when we were at Media Days last year, but now you bring Illinois in, and I know you're anxious to get things turned around.
Oh,
No question. And it starts right away for us against Southern Illinois. That's all we're worried about. Of course, our first Big Ten opponent will be Nebraska. At Nebraska, you know, my experience of being down there is a great atmosphere to play a football game. No question about it. It's what college football is all about. And, you know, when you play in the Big Ten, you get to experience quite a bit of that.
Every coach, when they're trying to turn around a program, has to have time to turn it around. Talk about how tough last year was for you.
Oh, I mean, it was huge. There's no question about it. You're in this profession for the student athlete. I am. Always have been. I've been around this thing since I've been in the crib. So, I mean, it's important to me. I treat things like a father. So I want my players, my sons, successful. And they were being successful in almost everything else we did, except on the football field. And I know how important that is for an 18 to 22-year-old. So, you know, it was hard. There's no question about it because I want them to be successful.
2-10 last year. Is there a logical next step for this football team?
You know, again, I think that as soon as that season was over, we met the next day. We got back from the Northwestern loss. We immediately met as a football team and talked about the challenge of regrouping and doing the things that are necessary to be successful. And I can honestly say our football team has done that. We haven't played a game yet, but they've done that in every facet that's involved in our program. We had 51 players over 3.0 in out of the 91 that we had going through spring. Can't be more proud when you can say 50% of your team's got 3.0s. We've been out in the community, 1,300 hours of community service. You know, we've had very little issues. You know, so again, I'm proud of the way that our players have responded. Now we have to make that correlate in the on the football field, and we're going to do it one game at a time.
Illinois coach Tim Beckman with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You have had spring, obviously.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on spring ball?
Well, it's cold. It's really cold. There's no question about that. It wasn't like it was the year before. We got to play the spring game on a Friday night, which was something new. But we got to be on BTN. It was outstanding. But, of course, it was snowing at that night. But to see the progress, again, as I've talked about since December, you know, now we got to play football. Now, you know, you're challenging them winner-wise to be tougher, to be mentally tougher, to be more physically stronger, those types of things. And then, bam, all of a sudden, now we're going football. And football-wise was where we got to register, you know, what are we doing and how are we doing it? And from day one to day 15, our football team got better.
Where is the strength of this football team going to be, you think?
You know, I that was one of the questions in December. What's our identity? What are we going to be known for? And we continue to talk about being more of a physical, to playing with great passion and being a positive football team. Our strength of our football team, when you only have three seniors on defense, we've got youth on defense, but there is some experience. You know, we had to play two true freshmen at linebacker in the Big Ten the last five football games. You know, not many people do that, but those two young men got a lot of experience. And they were kind of thrown in, but they got a lot of experience. It's going to make them better. You know, offensive line-wise, we've got some guys that are back that have played a lot of football. We've got a quarterback that's back, that's played a lot of football. We've got running backs that are back. So, you know, it's progressing day by day and game by game, and that's the most important thing that we've got to do.
Tim Beckman with us for just another minute here. Talk about your quarterback and Nate. There was a lot of expectations on him, but you've got a very experienced kid coming back.
Sure, and a couple of expectations I think that were unfair, knowing that he plays his first football game and in the second quarter he gets injured. And he fights. That's the type of fortitude that Nathan Chielhouse has. He is a tough, hard-nosed, hey, I'm for the team guy. If I'm not quite 100%, I'm going to fight to see if I can make this team better. So I'm excited about seeing Nathan. He just got married, so I get to be involved in that part of his life too. So I'm excited for Nathan and excited for him directing this football team right now.
Before you get into the Big Ten schedule, Southern Illinois, Cincinnati, Washington, Miami of Ohio. Just kind of talk about the non-conference schedule before you get into the grind of the Big Ten.
Well, you know, again, very a challenge. You've got, you know, good football teams. I think Southern Illinois is a rising football team. You look at Cincinnati and what Washington did last year. They were very successful. And then Miami of Ohio. Coach Treadwell does a great job, and I really respect his program. So all four of them are worthy opponents. But again, we can only control what we can control, and that is making the Fighting Illini better.
Is your depth, I know, was a concern last year because of the numbers. Is it a little better?
It's a little. We have 33 new faces going through two-a-days. They have not been involved in an Illini, Fighting Illini two-a-day. So youth, again, that's almost a third of the guys we're bringing in. So it's youth. Guys are going to have to step up. We've got to have some more, some people to fill in depth-wise. But, again, they're going to have opportunities. And in the long run, that's going to make our football team progress and be better.
All right. We can't wait to see Illinois come back into Lincoln to get the Big Ten Conference season underway at 11 in the morning. Get the
donuts. Always.
Get the donuts. We'll be ready to go.
That's ready to work.
Coach,
keep
a smile on your face. Thanks. Off to a great start this season.
Thank you very much. Thanks, I appreciate y'all having me.
Fighting Illini head football coach Tim Beckman joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We appreciate his time. And, again, we will see the Illini for the first time in almost 30 years. You know what the sad thing is? I was at that 85 game.
You like those 11 o'clock games, don't you?
Hate them. Absolutely hate them. Talked with Joel Klatt earlier today. Yep. That's an interview we'll play in the future here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the former Colorado quarterback. He said they love the 11 o'clock games because you got up and you played football.
Yep.
He said even though the primetime game might have been on a national stage, a little bit more of a national stage, and the atmosphere might have had a little more, still love playing the early game because you got up, you played football. You got up, you had a little snack, you went to the football field, you played, and then you had the rest of your day, and otherwise you're sitting around.
Yep.
And he goes, but a lot of athletes are kind of split on that. They don't like the sitting around part, but some of them approach it differently. Some of them like to sleep in till 2 and then go to the football field. But that's just part of the interview we had with Joel.
That's just you liking to sleep in till 2 o'clock and then go to work. That's kind of what you do. although I didn't have to wake you up this morning. That was the big thing. You were up and ready to go today, my man.
Well, we got it. We're going to be up earlier tomorrow and ready to go because it gets rolling at 8 o'clock, and we'll have a lot of more interviews. Tomorrow they have a roundtable session, a little bit easier to maybe go and talk to Coach Brady Hoke like we did last year. We got some real good interviews on day 2 last year. Denard Robinson, Brady Hoke, when we had Brett Bielema last year. Directors of officials, players. We heard more from Bo, Coach Pelini, a one-on-one, as we did here today a little bit with his speech, 15 minutes up on the big podium here. And we've had a pretty good day so far here. We'll talk to more and bring that to you tomorrow. So we're looking forward to getting all of that done. And some really good folks here on the Big Ten Media Days, and great to have a chance to chat with them all. Anything before we wrap it up, Mike,
there's really nothing that's come out of the first day really surprising, has there? Did you anticipate anything really other than the Ohio State stuff?
We'll take our final break and we'll put the bow tie on it, what we've got out of day one right after this.
Mid-America Market Information. Broadcasting from the Murfin Drilling Studio.
Market's a service of Abilene Machine. Combines, combine parts, check it out online, abilenemachine.com. Still seeing some very serious weakness in corn and soybeans. Wheat in Kansas City is trying to stage a rally. Not having just a whole lot of luck right now. September corn down 10 at 512.5. December corn is down 2.25 at 5. Make that 483.25. So really having some struggles with corn, and those continue through the day today. September Kansas City wheat is up a penny and a half at $7.50. But December is down a half a cent at 709.75. So Kansas City wheat trying to stage a bit of a rally. August soybeans really still struggling all the way through the soybean complex. August beans down 55.75 at 1406.75. September beans down 19.25 at 1304.75. August soybean meal down $20 at 467.80. September soy meal is down 15.80 at 421.80. August soybean oil is down 53 at 44.25. September soybean oil is down 55 at 44.20. So really having issues in the soy complex. again today as well. Numbers are mixed in the livestock, but not as negative as they have been in the grains. August live cattle down a couple of pennies at 121.87. October up 20 cents at 126.10. August feeder cattle up a dime at 153.70. September feeders up 25 at 156.87. Hogs are mixed. August hogs down 62 at 98.55, but October is up a nickel at 86.37. So mixed numbers in the livestock complex, mostly higher, though. The grains continue to struggle, except for a couple of contracts for Kansas City wheat. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Head into the Home Depot for big savings on simple updates, like this small project. Find new space in a cluttered room with some heavy-duty four-tier shelving. A $29 value now at a special buy of just $19.88. Save big and get more space to work and play. One of many ways to make a big difference for less during the Small Projects Big Values event going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Hotels.com, we only do hotels. That's why we're called Hotels.com. And just so there's no confusion about what we do, here are some other names to help you remember. Over 6 million guest reviews in the HisHouse.com. Did someone say hotel? Funny, we've got over 140,000.com. When I say ho, you say tell. Hotel.com. In the end, there's only one.com you need to remember. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
Right now, find great deals in Chicago, St. Louis, and Denver.
We're here at USA Steak Buffet to view the grazing habits of the hungry Familiosaurus. The dominant male uses tools to devour a thick, juicy steak. The mama bear is cutting grilled chicken into small pieces for the youngest of the herd before enjoying it herself. It is true that the young male does indeed have a hollow leg, only filled at USA Steak Buffet. Oh, did you see that? That smile by the young female as she looks over all the choices at the salad bar. That is why USA Steak Buffet is the natural habitat for the hungry Familiosaurus. USA Steak Buffet in Kearney and Grand Island.
Dedication, commitment. Ordinary folks doing extraordinary things. Whether it's working a field well into the night, supporting a family with that second job, or volunteering to make things better for those around us, you feel that dedication pulsing through our community. Doing what it takes to make things better. That's what makes this a great community and a great state. That's Nebraska. And we're proud to have been born and raised here. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, your financial center, member FDIC.
Doug and Daddy Show, finishing up day one at Big Ten Media Day. As far as live show action, we'll be taking care of a lot more interviews and bringing those back to you on tomorrow's show and getting you ready for the 2013 college football season. Doug Duda, Mike Will is our Big Ten Media Day coverage, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers, down Hastings. Gary Michaels Clothier of the Doug Big Ten Media Day. Get stopped. Summer heat during the summer sale. Now through the end of July, get 25% off all summer sportswear for guys and gals, including Tommy Bahama, Sith and Cutter and Buck. Don't forget 25% off all summer suits and sports coats as well. The sale ends July 31st, so head over to Gary Michaels Clothiers today. Open late Thursday, Saturday till 4. Gary Michaels Clothiers providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver in downtown Hastings. And by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. When you're shopping for new furniture, remember Bruce Furniture takes care of you with free delivery, old furniture removal, customer-focused service-based selling, and the just-right-for-you in-home guarantee. If it isn't right, they'll take it back and get you something that is at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. We want to thank all the folks that joined us today, Nebraska's wide receiver Quincy Enunwa, Charles Davis of Fox Sportsnet. We also heard a little bit of Bo Pelini's press conference. Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern coach. Daryl Hazel, Purdue coach. Tim Beckman, Illinois coach. Greg Haben from Indiana, their safety. Outstanding wide receiver from Wisconsin, Jared Abadaris. Ricardo Allen, outstanding safety from Purdue as well, among the many folks that we heard from today. Purdue's going to be in trouble. We said when we come back from the break here, Mike, we try to find out a few things. And just talking with Illinois coach Tim Beckman, this is going to be a long rebuilding time. It's great to be good in the classroom and community service and all that, but when you're not talking football, there's a reason why. And It's hard to win when your talent isn't as good as the guys you line up against. And it's going to take a little while to do.
Illinois, like I said, it could be a long, long year. Purdue, I don't know. We heard some people talk about Purdue maybe giving Nebraska a tussle, but we will see. And
perfect.
I don't know.
It's going to be another big day tomorrow at Big Ten Media Days. Until then, for Mike Will, I'm Doug Duda. Can't wait to talk to some big old Huskers again tomorrow. We got one on the hook, Ciante Evans, going to talk to us about winning games and being cool. We'll talk to him on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. Till then, enjoy the rest of your day, everyone, and don't forget to support the Kearney Little Leaguers. I wanted to do that one more time before we get out of here. They head to Indianapolis for the regionals. They are Nebraska's representative trying to get back to the Little League World Series, and tonight they're at Little Caesars from 5 to 8 raising funds. So stop by, drop off a donation, eat some great pizza, meet the team. They are at Little Caesars Pizza in Kearney tonight from 5 until 8. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.